Blog Talk Radio.
It's been one of those days, the kind where my words punch me in the face. And when I get back up, I hit my head. Should have played dead. It's been one of those nights. Everyone seems to be looking for a fight. And then I finally gave the chance to smile. It's been a while. Don't think you can take my light. If you steal the sun from the sky, you can't drag me down. I've worked too hard to look around. Start dragging on and on the light day, I lay awake. It's been one of those years, the kind that brings out all my greatest fears. But I'll stand up and fight through these tears. Yeah, I'm still here. Don't think you can feel my soul, because it's taking a heavy toll. You can't drag me down. I've worked too hard to go around.
Welcome to another edition of What News with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Juliana Hale joining us. We'll talk with Juliana about her career, music, and anything she's working on that we can talk about. This is going to be fun, folks. And I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody, how you doing?
I'm looking forward to this interview, actually.
ever since I scheduled that, I've been excited to speak with Juliana. I met her in Nashville last month, and she's spectacular.
Without further ado, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Juliana Hale to the show. Hey, is this Juliana?
Hello.
Hi, Juliana.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this today.
Problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The song that we just played at the top of the show, it is so good.
Yeah, Sunshine. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It is so good. I mean, and I'll tell you this before we start things off. I host Indie Country Radio Show every Friday at 4:30, and this is going straight to rotation.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Awesome. So, how have you been?
I've been pretty good, pretty busy, just writing some new songs.
Awesome.
Been going well. We actually just released a music video for the song Home on YouTube and on my website at julianahale.com, so everyone can check that out.
Yeah, I love that
video. I saw
that
on Facebook. And,
thank you.
The family atmosphere and you're singing in the band at in the same video and without various stages of in the house. So I think
yeah.
It resembles terrifically.
Thank you. It was an amazing house. It was really cool.
Yes. Hope one day that will a similar house will be yours from all the fame that you achieve and success.
That would be nice.
I like to start off pretty much every interview by asking the same two questions. Well,
okay.
they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
I got into music in the first place. Well, had a very musical brother, and then I started playing guitar in about fourth grade, and I started writing songs in fifth grade just to, as like a channel for my emotions, I guess. And then I moved from Southern California to Nashville with my family to pursue music some more when I was about 11 years old. Been doing it ever since.
Nice. So, let me ask you this. Coming from Southern California, down to Nashville, Tennessee. How much of a culture shock was that for you?
It actually wasn't too bad, I don't think. I mean, I was younger and we'd visited quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
So the change wasn't too bad. I mean, it's definitely greener in Tennessee, but about it.
I've been. Neither here nor there, but I've been to Southern California once, and well, I've got a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So we went to California. I believe it was 2014. I think it was. We hit
mm-hmm.
all five stadiums within a matter of 5 days. Drove from Oakland all the way down to LA in a matter of 5 days. It was the craziest trip I've ever been on.
Sounds really cool. I haven't even done that.
And probably the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life is Yosemite National Park in Northern California. That place is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see. I did kind of have some fun kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Okay.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I don't think I'd really change anything about my career up to this point. I think everything's a trial and error thing, and you learn from everything.
Nice. This is always a fun one to ask, and I promise you, I'm not trying to stump you with this, but this kind of gets, I guess, thinking, you know, but... And I'll tell you where this question comes from. I had a professor in college loved scenarios. So he'd throw out different scenarios at us every class period. So that's probably where I get it. But you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
If I had three items on a deserted island. I would probably take a guitar so I didn't get too bored. Does the deserted island have service? Because I feel like I'd need a phone. And some mini wheats because I need to eat those to survive.
Yes. I don't know about the guitar, Juliana, because didn't you give one away in your recent contest?
What did you ask? Sorry.
The guitar for the
guitar,
island?
Yes.
Yeah, you might have to think
of
another
acoustic one.
Yes. No, I was just going to say you might have to think of another item for the island because you gave your guitar away in the contest.
That's true. I'd have to get another guitar since I gave that one away.
Exactly.
But,
didn't you say why have that contest after all?
I wanted to talk about that for a second. What brought on the whole giving away a guitar?
My manager's idea, kind of. I just wanted to, you know, get everyone involved and do, like, a fun little giveaway thing.
Awesome.
And Gibson's a great guitar, so I thought, why not?
And I saw the post all over social media, and it was just great. I mean, it was awesome what you were doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I thought it was a fabulous promotion.
Thank you. I did too.
I did all I could, but I guess it'll take a little while longer in my lifetime to learn how to play the guitar.
You'll figure it out eventually. I mean, you did great, though.
It was
amazing. You were this is like maybe secret information, but you were the runner-up.
Thank you. Do you have a ukulele, a smaller one?
That's all.
Ukulele. I'll think about that.
Thank you.
That was actually a marketing and branding genius, I think.
Well, thank you. I wish I could say it was all my idea, but it was not.
I tell your manager that was marketing genius.
I will.
You know, I mentioned social media earlier, but how has social media affected your career thus far?
I think social media is plays a pivotal part in everyone's career nowadays. I think it's just another way for us to express ourselves besides music and connect with everyone. So
that's awesome. And this is sort of on that same topic, but and I rarely get to ask this question, but with the invention of social media, and it seems like everybody's on social media nowadays. It seems like pretty much everybody's on.
I think so.
Do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not only the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole that was, say 20 years ago?
I think it's easier and harder just because it's, so much more saturated nowadays. So, everyone can get out there, so the competition is a little more complicated. But it's also easier because you can get yourself out there yourself. But so there's ups and downs to the whole social media impact on it all.
Right. I mean, I agree. Without social media, specifically Twitter, because Twitter's a big thing for me. I mean, I'm on Twitter with the show pretty much all day, every day. So
yeah,
and specifically Twitter has been so great for the show. It's probably where we get around 90% of our guests is through Twitter. So it's just been a great platform for us. Oh, and speaking of Twitter, you, my friend, are a retweeting fiend. I mean, pretty much every tweet that I put out about about you coming on today. Within 15 or 20 minutes, you were like, retweet. I was like, okay, wow, this is awesome.
I'm trying to help. Trying to spread that out.
Right, I mean, I get that. I understand it. And I thank you for it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Frankly, we need all the help we can get over here. But,
yeah, you're doing great.
Another question I had for you was, and this is sort of kind of serious, but not, if that makes any sense.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I will listen to and watch pretty much every single artist interview I can possibly find. I think it helps me be a better host for this show. But I was watching Dan Rather ask a Kid Rock this question one time, and I just thought it was the greatest question ever. So I'm going to paraphrase a little bit and ask you, when your career takes off and you're winning a CMA award after CMA award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind. What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. I think I just want to be remembered for like having a positive impact on people.
Well, it worked. It worked with me.
Well, thank you.
Big time. After I met you and your mother in Nashville, that was one of the highlights of my trip, Juliana. It wasn't about receiving the gift pack, even though I love the T-shirt and I plan to wear it when I go to your shows. It was about meeting you and your mother, and I couldn't have been happier.
Well, I'm glad. It was great to meet you, too, and I'm glad you like the T-shirt.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We've only been talking for the past 15 minutes or so, and I agree with Craig completely. I mean, not having met you in person yet, which I hope happens sooner rather than later, you seem like the sweetest girl.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes. Cody, I want to ask a question. Juliana, I wanted to ask you, you had posted a video when you were interviewed during CMA Fest week, and you had talked about some adversity that you overcame with your throat. Could you go into a little detail about that and how you overcame that?
Yeah, I got sick a couple years ago, and so I had some really bad acid reflux, which gave me esophagitis, which kind of destroyed my throat, and so my voice just wasn't the same, so I had to relearn how to sing. So it took about a year of me just working on my voice and how to work around what I had, and so now I am better, and that's actually what the song Sunshine is about.
Your voice is very strong. And it shows what type of a person you are. You have a lot of character, a lot of fortitude, and your voice is very powerful, and I just enjoy it so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
This is another fun question we've got, and it's always interesting to hear the responses to this. What music are you currently into?
I'm into a lot of like the modern pop music right now, and I'm always into Ed Sheeran. He's my favorite. Then listen to some Charlie Puth. Think he's pretty great, and Dua Lipa.
Wasn't Ed Sheeran recently at Bridgestone Arena like last week?
He was. Yes, I got to actually go see him, and it was amazing.
I think I saw your Instagram.
Yes.
Sweet. my friend will tell you this about me, and I'm not ashamed to admit this at all, but my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this one.
Me too.
Like, I'll give you a prime example. My playlist on my phone is full of everything, from a George Strait to Elvis to Eminem. So I'll be listening to a George Strait 1 second, straight up, just as country as you can possibly get, George Strait. And then it'll switch over to something like Snoop Dogg. So that's my music taste right now.
That's cool. Yeah, I've been listening to just some rap music. I listen to everything, like rap to pop to rock. So I feel you.
Forgive me for saying this, but hip hop makes me hip hop off the station. Meaning I, yeah.
That's funny.
I quickly hop
that's
off.
That's funny.
Rapidly.
Oh, man.
Good
times.
Yes. This is always an interesting question. If you weren't in the entertainment business, what would you be doing right now?
I would be going to Beaumont and studying biology with an emphasis in pre-med so I could be a research gastroenterologist.
Wow.
That was a quick answer.
Have you ever thought about, is that a backup plan at all if worse comes to worse? Or basically you're going to...
I don't think there's really a backup my whole life. It's just one big plan and I just do what I feel led to do.
Oh, so it's possible one day you will be studying biology and you will become a doctor.
I think I'm going to pursue music for a very long time and see where it takes me. And then one day I hope I can be a doctor just because I'm passionate about that as well. And I hope that I can either fund the project or just benefit the medical community in some way.
I would love that. Can you imagine if you did both where you worked in the hospital, did a surgery too, and then you went to play at Nissan Stadium during CMA?
I would
awesome.
Enjoy that, I think.
I think that would be,
that so
would be
cool.
Fantastic.
Yes, it would. Now, being a creative person, which you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Just my life experiences, the people I'm around, their experiences, just events that happen to me in life, everything.
Awesome. Going back to my love of artist interviews, I was watching CMT's Top 20 Countdown, and one of my favorite hosts ever, Cody Allen, I was talking to Kip Moore one time, and yes, just a tip I'm going to ask you. As an artist, is there ever any pressure to kind of outdo yourself with every single or
definitely
with
I think
every
you
single
always
or.
Be...
Or
improving.
Or album that you release, is there pressure?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to improve and just release something that's better than the last thing you released. I don't really want to take a step back. I just want to keep reinventing as an artist.
Awesome. I want to talk a little bit about the Josie Awards for a second.
Okay.
Were you up for anything, or did you attend or perform or whatever?
No, I wasn't involved in the Josie Awards at all.
Oh, well, I had seen somewhere that I might have misunderstood it. I don't know, but professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Professionally speaking, I would have to say that in June I went out and I wrote at Atlantic Records for a couple of their artists.
And this next question, I've got to credit my friends at CM Chat for this question. If you could pick a one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
I feel like everyone wants their life to be narrated by Morgan Freeman, so I'd go for that one for sure.
I knew I liked you for some reason. I knew I liked you because, I mean, let's face it, Morgan Freeman makes everything exponentially more awesome. Let's just face it.
Oh, he does. My life would sound so much more dramatic if he was narrating it.
Either him or Denzel Washington for me.
Yes, for sure. I agree with this.
I think no one could be more solemn than Morgan, though.
Juliana Hale, born in Southern California, moved to Nashville pursuing.
I think it would just sound terrific.
That's a pretty good Morgan Freeman impression, actually. I wanted to talk a little bit about
I never did one before.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up for you in the next, like, 3 to 6 months. Are there any plans? Are there any plans to release another album or anything?
Yeah, I just released a music video for Home, and I'll be doing some acoustic shows sometime in the next month. And then I will be releasing a single sometime in the next few months as well.
Awesome.
Juliana, yeah. Where do you see yourself performing these acoustic shows? In Nashville?
Not in Nashville, but somewhere in, like, Middle Tennessee for sure.
All right. Please let me know what dates.
I definitely
will. I definitely can't wait to see you perform live.
I will.
I only live like 3 hours west of Nashville, so I'm pretty much in Nashville every chance I possibly get. So I definitely keep us posted about those dates.
I will.
Awesome. I know you mentioned some upcoming acoustic shows, and that leads me to my next question, and it might be my last question if unless Craig's got anything else for you. How do you know when it's time to retire a song from a live set?
I think whenever the crowd just doesn't seem into it anymore, or whenever your heart's not in it.
Nice.
Or whenever you write something that's just much better than that.
I knew I had one more question for you.
Okay.
What's been your favorite venue to play so far?
I think I really enjoyed playing Exit Inn, even though there was a hurricane, so there wasn't a lot of people there. But it was really cool. It was a nice venue. Everyone there was
nice.
Great, and the sound was awesome.
Nice. And do you have anything for Craig?
I always could easily come up with a question for Juliana. do you see yourself performing? Two questions, actually. One, do you see yourself performing out of state besides
definitely
in the future? If so, what have you considered? But that was two parts of a question. And the last question is, do you see yourself playing at CMA Fest next year?
I don't know if I'll be playing CMA Fest next year because I might be in a more pop direction, but I do see myself playing out of state, and I was either thinking in the southeast or west coast, preferably.
Southeast meaning like Florida, Georgia?
Yeah.
And West Coast meaning Carolinas.
Well, no, the West Coast meaning like California or
California
places.
Yeah.
Your home state.
Yes.
Well, I guess it might take a little bit of traveling, but I definitely want to see the sunshine come from your vocal cords in person. So I'll just have to work a little harder.
Thank you.
But I'll get home. As you just said.
I hope so.
Well played, Craig. Well played, there,
yes,
buddy.
Thank you. Actually, I have one final question. Unless you have one, Cody.
Okay. No, I'm good, Craig.
Okay.
Go ahead, bud.
Okay. What basically the West Coast? What you said the West Coast, and you said California. It hit me of what just happened a few weeks ago in Las Vegas. Do you remember where were you when you heard it the first time? How you reacted, and how was like the day going? Like how the day? Obviously, I know it was sorrow, but I'm just curious.
I was actually. I remember. I think I wasn't on my phone at night, so I didn't find out till the morning. And so my mom told me that one of our family friends we had at that show was safe. So I guess I found out with, like, some – so I was very sad for everyone, and I was also happy that my friend was safe.
Thank God for that, at least. I know there were plenty of artists had friends at this show, and it's just
– yeah, it was heartbreaking. It's terrible.
It was. And thank God, you know, that the people survived. But I just hope when you go to the West Coast, I'll just be careful. I guess all of us have to be careful today.
I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, where can fans follow you online?
You can go to my website at julianahale.com. My Instagram is Juliana Hale. My Twitter is Juliana Hale with two E's. And then I have a YouTube channel and my Facebook page.
Awesome. And if there's ever anything we can do for you, whether it's a promotion for this new single or whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I feel like if you guys take 30 plus minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, I feel like it's our job to help promote you guys any way we can.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it's been an honor, Juliana. Thank you. Go ahead.
It's great talking to you guys.
Yes, it has. I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your day, but I thank you again for doing this, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you. Look forward to talking to you guys in the future.
Same here.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Take care, Juliana.
All right, bye. That was awesome. She's a sweetheart.
She's terrific. She's terrific.
She's such a sweetheart. I think I'm gonna let you go too, Craig, and kind of wrap things up here. But before I do that, who's coming up on the show next week?
Next week, we have Syria Bernal from Texas. She's the one that called in for the 5-year anniversary show, and she sounds terrific. I can't wait to speak with her. Next Tuesday, we have the big winner from the Josie Awards, Ms. Camber Kane. That should be a great interview. And next Wednesday, we have Amanda Cawley.
Those interviews should be incredible.
Yes. Another busy week looms ahead for us.
I have not physically spoken to Camber since the Wobble Awards. So So it'll be great to catch up with her.
She was the last performance of the Josie Awards. I stayed where she performed in Nissan Stadium when all the lights had went out. She was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And
that's awesome.
She really even though there were no lights, she really lights up the fans. She is very illuminating. And I'm sure next week's interview will be no different with her.
Well, definitely have to talk to her about that. So I'm gonna let you go, buddy, and wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. Talk to you next week. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Juliana Hale. As Craig said, next week is another busy week for us. We have our friends Sierra Bernal, Kimber Kane, and Amanda Coffey on with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.